This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now we're talking.
That was pretty cool.
Listen to him, Hugh Douglas. The best is yet to come. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today from Klondike Kate's here in Newark, Delaware. Today's show, of course, sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. All right, I need everyone's help today. We need to convince Hugh Douglas that Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. I got Hater Hugh over here. Detroit Douglas, as he became yesterday, apparently, when I wasn't in. All I know is this. Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. For the first time since 2022, everything is coming together where he has the candidacy that looks real to me, and I would bet on it at 20-1 right now. Right now, Jalen Hurts has 20 total touchdowns, one interception. You extrapolate, multiply, whatever word we want to use for the next nine games. Let's use extrapolate. That is a hell of a season. We're talking about 40-plus touchdowns, and we're talking about five or fewer interceptions. That is what an MVP season looks like. And unlike last year, where Jalen Hurts had a ton of help, and the story was really here, the roster, right? The roster last year and the players around him and an MVP-caliber running back and the best O-line in football, that was the story. That's not this year's Eagles. If they get to 13 wins this year, the story is Jalen Hurts was the constant. The offensive line hasn't been as great. The running game hasn't been as great. The receivers, you know, who knows what's going on with their top receiver, and he never seems to be fully there, and he's not having his best season. Jalen Hurts is the story. And I look at the other candidates, and I'm like, wait a second. The Eagles beat the Chiefs head-to-head. He's got a win over Mahomes. The Eagles beat the Bucs head-to-head. They beat the Rams head-to-head. They have a chance in the next 2 weeks to beat the Packers and the Lions head-to-head. I'm telling you right now, if the Eagles win the next two games and Jalen Hurts plays like he has over the last month, we're going to wake up around the third week of November, and Jalen Hurts is going to be right there as an NFL MVP favorite. He's got the narrative. They got an inside track to the one seed. The statistics are there. He's beat his competition. This is what an MVP season looks like, Hugh Douglas.
I hope so. I really, really hope so, Joe, because I would love to have that for Jalen, because I think that, you know, his tumultuous season that he had in his career so far has been, you know, he's proven all the doubters wrong. So I hope that happens, but I just don't see that being the case, because you still have individuals that look at Jalen and saying he's benefiting tremendously from the group of talent that he has around him.
See, I know that's true. I don't think that applies to the NFL MVP voters. He finished second in 2022, right? Like, it's the same person, same people vote. I think the difference has been, and we've tried to sugarcoat this, we've tried to talk around it, he just hasn't put up huge numbers in the last few years, or he hasn't put up MVP numbers. And last year, the team had a lot around him. I mean, unless what we saw last week with Saquon is the beginning of him getting on that kind of run, they're not going to have last year's running game. That's pretty clear. So, like, what is the story of the Eagles? If the Eagles get to 13 or 14 wins, Hugh, who gets the credit this time? It's not Saquon.
For me, it should always be the quarterback, because even if it doesn't feel right, it should always be the quarterback.
But we know last year he didn't.
Yeah.
Like, people in the media don't seem to think Nick Sirianni is a difference-making head coach, right? He's not going to win Coach of the Year. So I think it's going to go to Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is Jalen Hurts a smart bet to win the NFL MVP? I need your help to convince Hugh Douglas today, who for some reason, I mean, do we have to take away the Hurts guy label from Hugh? Yep. Kyle, I think it's over.
Oh, it's been gone.
Yeah.
All you got to do is listen to this guy.
You guys are
childish. I mean, it's a shame. I mean, it should be a layup.
You guys are so childish. I sit here every day, and I try to analyze stuff and give you all these fire takes.
Yep. That's right.
And this is what you do.
The question is, has Hugh Douglas gone to the Jack Fritz dark side? I mean, that's the question.
I'm definitely not on the Jack Fritz dark side. I gave you reasons why I feel like the narrative is not going to favor Jalen Hurts.
So you ignored all my narratives.
But you
ignored all. I have my notes here. You ignored all my Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but both of you guys are being childish.
What are you talking about?
Because I gave you the narrative, and now you're just afraid, or you're just whatever.
You gave us Daniel Jones, who's not even the highest MVP candidate on his own team.
Is Daniel Jones balling, though?
Sure he is.
And is Miss Ursay on the sideline making things happen?
Has nothing to do with anything.
I mean, but that's the narrative. That's the point that I'm trying to tell. That you guys, I don't know what sports feeds y'all getting, but that's a big story in Indianapolis.
The fact
that
since she's been on the sideline. Because she's on the sideline.
But that's the story. That's what I'm trying to tell you,
Kyle.
Those
are two completely separate stories, Hugh.
And the fact that the Colts are playing well because she's there, they're all kind of like intertwined.
Eagles are playing well, and Big Dom's on the sideline. Does that mean
there's
a good point.
First of all, you are not allowed to invoke Big Dom's name because Big Dom does not like you.
Are you allowed to invoke the Ursay daughter's name?
Big Dom does not like you.
Maybe Ursay's daughter doesn't like you. How do you know?
I don't know. Okay. I don't care.
I'm just saying.
But see, Big Dom, he want to put hands on Kyle. I'm trying to say Kyle.
You think he still will after I say that he's responsible for Hurts playing well.
I mean, if I'm being honest, he probably.
Okay, see, the other part of this is Daniel Jones is your guy you've pointed out today. He has an MVP candidate in his own backfield with better odds than him. Say Jonathan Taylor has higher MVP odds right now than Daniel Jones. It's like last year. Like, Jalen Hurts had moments where he played pretty well, but Saquon was the driving force of last year's Eagles. The driving force of the Colts is Jonathan Taylor, the run game. I'm not saying Jones has to play well. He's played spectacularly this year. I don't think it's him. I think, as I kind of push this forward, I think Jalen Hurts is going to compete with Patrick Mahomes for the MVP. If the Eagles win the next two games, that's going to be the story.
Balling too.
Sure,
what about Drake May? Well, you just said because he took through a lot of picks, though, right?
Well, no, he's gotten sacked. I don't know if
he's a lot of sacks.
I mean, he took a million sacks last week. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Sacks. What's up, Aaron?
Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Glorious day. The sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky, and we are talking about the chosen.
Well, there's a lot of clouds actually here. There's a lot
better.
Of clouds here. It's pouring.
San Diego,
it is awful.
Sorry, San Diego, there's not a cloud in the sky.
Okay, not I don't care. But go ahead. Okay.
But
happy for you.
Kind of throwing that in your face a little bit, Eddie. A little bit.
Hugh, there's
yours too. You're
I'm
here
kind of
with me.
I'm surprised at your take today because there's a lot of similarities between you, myself, and Sky Marshall Hurts. Okay. We live rent-free in a lot of people's heads. We are winners. Biggest stage, the biggest moments, we tend to have MVP-like performances.
What MVP performances does Hugh have?
He has them all the time. It doesn't
just
because it doesn't sound perfect. You know, the imperfection of Hugh is what
y'all
makes
every
him
day.
So great on radio. It's magic.
That sounds like magic to me.
This is magic.
That's Marconi worthy right there.
And the ambiguity. Mediterranean.
That's why people listen to this show. Now, there are two members of the Jalen Hurts Haters Club, one Joe Giglio and Kyle. It's kind of nice.
So
to see,
what eventually you will realize, Aaron, is there's no hate. There's reality. I live in it. You don't. In 2022, I was one of the first people on the station to say he might win the MVP this year. And I was the Jalen Hurts guy. Then he didn't play as well the next couple years. You see, it's just really just about his play. I don't live in the clouds like the rest of you guys. Now the plays match him back up to the performance and the stats and the narrative, and I'm with you again. It's not about hating. No one hates, except maybe Jack and
I'm
Hugh.
I'm glad because guess what? That's another similarity between Hurts and myself Yep. Is, you know, I don't know if you're old school enough. I know Hugh is, but Kyle comes from that trigger generation, so he won't understand it. But
this is a way of asking how old I am. So what are we referencing here? This is a way. How old are you?
There's an old saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And Jalen and I realize that words only hurt you if you allow them to.
Agreed.
So guess what, Joe? There is plenty of room on the Jalen Hurts MVP bandwagon. It's all inclusive. We forgive. We forget. You are more than welcome.
I'm just trying to win a bet here, Aaron. I'm trying to help everyone win some money. 20-1 is the number. Go take the bet, Aaron. I'm trying to help you.
Well, and here, and no disrespect to the NFL, but you can take that MVP trophy and stick it where the sun don't shine, okay? Because I know, the fan base knows, the Eagles know that as long as Jalen Hurts is under center, every game that we go into, we are the favorites to win the game. Because again,
not next week.
They're underdogs against the Packers, but that's fine.
Biggest moment, he is our MVP. And ladies and gentlemen, like the slogan says, just remember, love hurts. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, Aaron, we appreciate it.
He was a disaster today.
That was one of the that was a tough one today by Aaron in San Diego. A lot of cliches and words. I mean, maybe it was for
the
for
worse
Joe
than yesterday when he messed up Jared Goff's name.
You said Jared Goff.
Oh yeah, here it is.
And history, if you go back and watch Jared Goff.
No. What? How does that happen?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, your response. I wasn't here yesterday. You're responsible.
When he said it, I was a professional. I didn't say a word.
You were a what?
I was an absolute professional.
Okay. It's not true.
In that moment.
We all shared.
Now,
that.
Other moments, I probably
how did TK handle that yesterday?
He just speeded through it. Yeah. TK was too. The you people were in his head, so
they're always in his head. I thought the you people get into Hugh's head. TK, it's like
he was off the hook yesterday.
Shout out to Low T. Because he.
Don't do that to him.
Low T is.
Don't do that to him.
Why not?
Because it hits so it's so real.
Why not? Low T in the building.
He's never going to recover from that
we're
one.
We're trying to get him, because I told him he needs to, his part for his Tom Kelly show song, he needs to rap that part.
I do love the Tom Kelly show song.
And they said, I said he needs a rap name.
Yeah.
So his rap name is Low T.
He didn't like it, I'm guessing.
Today I chose not to be a professional.
Yeah, okay. Yesterday, yes. Today, no. 215-592-9494. It's the best.
Oh, Low T in the building.
Whenever I'm in the car late at night or on the weekend and I hear that song, I'm like, oh, love it.
Oh, that I can chuckle at that all day. You know what? I am going to give away candy.
Well, you better.
What? You know what I'm gonna do?
We need everyone's help with that. I need every caller today. I need your help. I need your help convincing Hugh that Jalen Hurts obviously is a good bet to win the MVP and a legitimate candidate. But also, we need to, and I mean this in a nice way, friendly bully you into giving their kids candy.
No.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
I just thought about it. Okay. I just had an epiphany.
We threatened him.
Yeah.
I just had an epiphany, and I'm gonna do this for the kids because I love the kids. I'm gonna go to the store today, right after I get off of work. And I'm going to buy candy corn. And I'm going to leave it outside for all the kids.
It's raining.
Candy corn.
Yeah. Today or tomorrow you're going to leave it out?
No, I'm going to leave it out because it's mischief night, right? Mischief night,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Are you partaking?
No. It's candy corn. Not because, you know what? I got to go to work tomorrow. So I can't participate in mischief night. But I will be out tomorrow night.
Okay.
For Halloween.
So you're going to have candy for the kids?
Yeah. Candy corn.
Is that like a half-hearted way of giving them candy?
Well, it's the who eats candy corn? Except for weirdos.
Yeah, I don't like
candy corn. As I look at Max and Max raises his hand.
I don't like candy corn. I mean, candy corn is not. Why can't you go get the kids some Kit Kats or Twix or whatever, Skittles?
And I saw the weirdo on the back. He's a weirdo, too. He raised somebody in the back and said, they eat candy corn. I mean, two weirdos out of all the people here.
Can you just get the kids candy? Is it that hard?
Candy corn.
No.
Candy corn.
That's what we call malicious compliance.
It is
right there.
I like that, and
I
adhere to malicious compliance. I do it every day.
Okay, well,
malicious compliance.
Glad it took you this long to go get a bag of candy for the kids on Halloween. I mean, you're a neighborhood guy now.
I am. And they had a party in the neighborhood last night. They had a Halloween party in the neighborhood.
You didn't go?
Did not go.
Does this surprise anyone?
Because I, Skip might have been there, so I didn't.
Well, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was annoyed that you weren't there. Let's grab.
No, it was a nice little party too.
You should have went. Bill in Princeton is up on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate the question. If I had a vote, which I don't, I would agree with you that he's having an MVP season. My issue is I just don't trust the process on, you know, are we looking at his contribution? We all know it, and we appreciate it, because he's only focused on winning, in my opinion. I don't think he gives a rat's blank about MVP. He just wants to win. But, again, I don't get a vote. And, again, 2 weeks ago they were talking about Dak Prescott as MVP. Well, that went down the toilet. So, again, I think we're fortunate to have Jalen. I would give him every award, but I know that he's rightly focused on winning the prize for the team. And so, again, I just don't think that he'll get it because of the process and what sports writers think the MVP is. I mean, look at Josh Allen last year. You're telling me that Saquon shouldn't have gotten it? So, again, I think if I had a vote, he'd get it. I don't have a vote, so I don't think he's going to get it.
Bill gets exactly what I'm
saying. So, Bill, I hear you, but 2022 defies that. It goes the opposite. He finished second. Like, if he didn't get hurt, he probably wins the award in 2022. So it's the same person. It's the same player. I think we've decided that people don't appreciate him. I think the reality is he hasn't played as well the last couple of years to earn legitimate full-season MVP votes. This year, it feels like he's trending more towards that. That's the way I view it.
So let me ask you this. That's a great point. But how are we measuring his success? Is it winning the game, or is it throwing 400 yards and losing the game? Look at Joel Embiid.
Right.
Got the MVP. Did they win anything? No. He wins. And if that's the criteria on how people should be evaluated and how the quarterback, who is the captain of the team and is running it, he should have gotten it several years in a row because they just win.
So, Bill, I think it's an interesting question to ask. Bill, good phone call. I think sometimes we want to decide who we think is the MVP, but there's a formula. If you look at the recent MVP winners, they don't come from teams here that go 9-8, right? So if you think you think there's a quarterback that's having a great year and his team's about to go 9-8, just rule him out. He's not going to win the MVP. MVPs come from high seeds in the playoffs, the one seed or the two seed. They also come from guys that put up big numbers. So that's one box to check. The other one is big numbers. And the third one, and you've hit on this today, is narrative, right? The story. So last year, I think Josh Allen had the narrative because they lost Stephon Diggs. He didn't have the players on his team. Like, you look at the roster, it didn't look like the Eagles roster, right?
There was like Keon Coleman.
Exactly. Khalil Shakir. Yeah. So if you looked last year at Josh Allen's numbers, they weren't like all-time great, but he had the narrative. This is the first time for me that Jalen's got all the things kind of working at the same time. The numbers are as good as they've been in a while. They're winning, right? And they have a chance to be the one seed again if they finish the season strong. And what's the narrative on the team? Is there an all-time running back season? Nope.
No.
Is the number one receiver playing like a number one wide receiver?
Nope.
Does anyone think the coach is a genius? Nope. Like, someone's got to get credit if they win 13 games.
I would say a little pushback on the Josh Allen thing. Josh Allen did play well from beginning to end, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember any. And I think that's what's probably going to hurt Jalen, is the fact that, you know, there are going to be some, not me, but there are going to be some.
Sounds
that,
like you. I mean, this guy, unbelievable.
No, but I'm just looking at it for how, because it feels like Jalen has turned the corner.
Yeah.
And some will make the argument, Joe, because this is how I think this is going to go. Because I feel like when it comes to Jalen, you're going to dig a little deeper for the why nots than you are the whys.
Why?
And the why nots in this situation is, when you look at him playing under center and playing well under center, that wasn't out of, you know, hey, we look better under center. That was out of pure necessity. That was out of the fact that Toth couldn't shotgun hike. I think that's going to be held against him. I think when it comes to Jalen and a lot of his success, and it feels like this over the last couple of years, it's a lot of people look for more reasons not to give him props than they do to give him props.
I disagree. I just view it as he hasn't played as well. I mean, I think we create that because we want to boost them up. He didn't earn MVP votes in 23 or 24. Like, why would he get them?
23 or 20. I think he was the catalyst to me that helped the team win. And I know you're probably going to say Saquon and all this other
stuff. Yeah, it was Saquon.
Yeah, I mean, but he was still the guy that made the team go.
Yeah, Kyle, like, I just keep coming back to 22. If people didn't like him or they didn't want to vote for him, he doesn't get second place votes in 22.
Yeah.
I just think it's about his play.
No,
and
of course it is.
If he finishes with 40 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, he's going to get MVP votes.
Right. Like, it seems like, at least from what I just heard in Bill's phone call, like, the math still isn't mathing for people. Like, why can we not separate the team winning versus how an individual is playing? Like, that's always what this has all been about.
One quick thing. If 7 teams win 12 games, there can't be 7 MVPs. So we have to have other parts of the equation, right? It can't just be winners get MVPs.
No, I mean, I hear what you're
saying. A bunch of quarterbacks win a lot of games each year.
I think where there is a little bit of a disconnect, because I agree with you. And I placed the bet. Because I'm with you, but I just feel...
You also bet on Daniel Jones.
Well, no, I didn't, because I couldn't. Because technically, I couldn't get on that.
We're Delaware, yes. Yeah. We are a Klondike case.
But
if only we had the point Cersei.
See, y'all just missing the point that I'm making. I just feel like the pundits are going to find more reasons not to give him the MVP than they are to give him the MVP. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I just... Now, if he doesn't finish the season strong, then sure, right? Like, the last... I'm basing this on where he is now and how this is trending. The passing game has been going up for a month. So I'm kind of extrapolating, as that's become our word of the day today.
And I kind of told y'all that the passing game was going up like 2 weeks ago. But I told you so.
Didn't we do a show, has the passing game turned a corner, and I said yes, and you hated. You poo-pooed it.
I don't remember that.
Wasn't that last week?
I don't remember. Don't remember.
Okay. Whatever it does, I do, but it does it. That doesn't. It doesn't really matter. I tried to tell you the passing game was coming along. The bottom line is this: Jalen Hurts has numbers right now. I think the story of the team is not about a running back. It's not about a wide receiver in a positive way. It's not about the defense in a historic way. I'd bet him to win the MVP. Would you? 215-592-9494. All right. We got a lot to get to here, including the Cooper DeJean thing, as the Eagles trade for a slot corner yesterday in Michael Carter. Do you like the idea of moving Cooper outside? I don't. Hugh Douglas, do you like it, or have you talked yourself into the idea?
I think it's done out of necessity. So if you want to say, I guess I did, Joe.
Yeah.
I guess I did talk myself.
It feels like the Eagles might be talking themselves into it. Where do you come down on Cooper DeJean and moving to the outside? Plus, when we come back, is it another day, which means it's another A.J. Brown rumor? The latest on A.J. Brown via an article in The Athletic, some interesting quotes by him. So this isn't an Instagram post. It's not a social media thing. He gave real quotes on the record to The Athletic, what he said about his mentality, and something interesting Mike Florio said yesterday. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. We're live today at Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Come on out. Show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon. Enjoy food and drink specials all football season at Klondike Kate's on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today at Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Are you going to have any of these spooky Halloween cocktails, Hugh?
The spider cider. I wonder what they put in there. It says it's a craft cider.
Down East craft. I like that.
What is that?
I think that one might be like there's a pumpkin apple.
Isn't this the one Chris said, the salted caramel witch's brew?
That's the one he told
Western
you to get.
Western Sun vodka.
Coffee liqueur.
Salted caramel cream. See, I like my drink straight. As a matter of fact, they got a bottle of that peach vodka over there that I'm
just going to order that.
Just, going to order a bottle of vodka.
What do you want, sir? Just give me that. Give me the bottle.
I don't believe in mixing my drinks. Mm. I'm drinking straight liquor or beer. That's it.
That sounds like Hugh Douglas. All right. Before we get back to everyone's phone calls, 215-592-9494 to hop in. Jalen Hurts, I think he's a smart bet to win the NFL MVP. Hugh Douglas, who has morphed into Hater Hurts overnight here. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. You know, instead of just saying, yeah, of course he is. The fact that it blew me away because, you know, there's a lot of people ahead of Jalen Hurts right now currently in MVP odds, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can go through the names.
And he's playing well.
He's playing well. But, you know, you didn't pick out Patrick Mahomes winning another MVP or Josh Allen.
I don't think he's going to win it.
You picked – well, he's the favorite. I mean,
I picked
out Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones.
I don't think he's going to win.
Who's going to win?
No, I mean, I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to win.
Yeah.
I know they're playing well now, but I just don't feel like that's going to be the case. I feel like normally when this happens, it's usually the guy that goes wire to wire when it comes to the MVP voting. It's the dude that has
been – Do you think it's Jones?
Yeah, I do.
I'd be shocked for two reasons. One, it's Daniel Jones. We very, very rarely ever see out of nowhere NFL MVPs. I mean, I could pull up a list of NFL MVPs. When was the last out of nowhere guy? Rich Gannon? Like a guy that was
Rich Gannon. Yeah, but I think that year that they won, I was a part of that because they came to Philly and they went to the Super Bowl that year, correct?
They did.
Yeah, they came and beat the brakes off of us. So was it that year that they beat they beat the brakes off
so
of us?
Here I'm going to read off the list of the last, 20 NFL MVPs. Did any of them come out of nowhere like Daniel Jones? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Rodgers, Lamar, Mahomes, Brady, Matt Ryan? Was Matt Ryan an out of nowhere? I mean,
no, but Matt Ryan was balling all year though, Joe.
Sure, but
like that Falcons squad was on a historical run that year because I was there. I remember that one.
And that's statistically, it's kind of similar to Daniel Jones, right? They're the best offense in the NFL.
They start off like it's one of those things to me when I think about it. When I think about the MVPs, they're the guy that's always the narrative week in and week out.
And they have become that. I'll give you that. But Matt Ryan also, it wasn't his first year with a new team. We knew he was a good quarterback. He just went to a different level. Cam Newton, Rodgers, Peyton, Adrian Peterson, Rodgers, Brady, Manning, Brady, Tomlinson, Sean Alexander, Peyton. Like, there is no Daniel Jones. I mean, the only one close, I would say, is Rich Gannon. Kurt Warner, like a guy that when the season started, you would have been laughed at if you said he won the award, and then he won the award. It's that part of it would be rare, but look, he is playing well. All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phone lines on that and people's thoughts on Cooper DeJean, do you like the idea of moving him off the slot? I don't. I want to keep him on the inside. It seems like the Eagles might move him out with the trade yesterday for Michael Carter. All right, did you see the latest story from The Athletic? This one was more of a profile of A.J. Brown. Headline, what does A.J. Brown want? Eagles star wide receiver chases greatness on his terms. Hugh, did you happen to see any of the quotes from this article?
I did not. I try to, you know, I had my A.J. Brown fix for the week, and I was trying to, you know, refrain.
Oh, well, we have to have it every day. It's we're contractually obligated until the trade deadline. You didn't know that?
No,
it's in our deal.
I've heard that.
Well, okay, so this was interesting from the perspective of when he puts up things on social media, Hugh, they could be vague, right? Mm-hmm. It's a line or two, or it's one thing, and then we have to dissect it. He sat down and talked to The Athletic. Like, he had a chance to speak his mind, and he had a chance to put out there what he wanted to say, right? This is not a quote. It's not one line. When I read through this, and it's a good article, it felt like they sat down for a while, and he opened up. He talked to the writer from The Athletic. Here are some quotes we can react to. Quote, I know everybody's counting on me. That's my thrill. And then I come through. That makes me proud of myself, and I'm doing it over and over again. And then I get another opportunity in a couple plays later. Third down. Everyone knows the ball's coming to me. I love that feeling. Like it's a rush. I don't do drugs, but it has to be what like drugs feel like. And I'm getting that dopamine, and I'm coming through for my team again. And that's where the excitement comes from, and that's why it's frustrating at times. And maybe people really misunderstand me as a player, but those feelings, that's what I want. You may see a little frustration. It's because I really want to contribute. I really want to help this team win. But if I'm not getting the ball, obviously, it's not as fun. Your reaction.
What?
What do you mean what? Your reaction.
Do you really want my reaction?
Well,
let me wrap it up
because there was a little bit more to the say.
I think you know me well enough to know how I heard the thought wasn't finished.
I want to make sure I finish it so we get the full picture of what he's trying to say. Continues. Obviously, I want to win. That's the main goal, but I want to help. I want to do my thing as well. And so it's a little toll here and there sometimes, but I think that's where the misunderstanding comes from everyone out there. But to be honest, I could really care less. This got me here, you know? And playing this way, me having that drive, me having that mindset, it's going to keep me here. There you go. Your reaction to AJ's latest.
Can I be allowed to long talk for a minute? Because what I'm about to say, I don't want it to be misinterpreted. But you know what?
What do you expect?
It don't even matter.
Come on now.
It don't even matter at this point.
Go ahead.
He's selfish. It needs to be about him. That's exactly what he's talking about. If he's not the reason why the team is winning, or he's not an integral part of why the team is winning, he feels some kind of way. It, to me, explains a lot. The simple fact that Brandon Graham was a story when he came back, and he sent that cryptic tweet because the storyline shifted, and he wanted it to be about him. He thrives on being whether it's good. You know who I remember was like that back in the day? Was Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was – this is when he left New Edition – and I know a lot of people in here, who the hell is Bobby Brown? Bobby Brown was a R&B singer that was with a group. Like, the dude over there, he didn't know who Bobby Brown was. Like, it was an R&B group, and when he left the group, it became all about him and the antics that he was doing. Mm-hmm. And some people thrive off of that. Some people get a rush from the storyline always being about him. You know what's funny? It's now I understand fully what the person was saying yesterday when they were talking about AJ's trolling us. Now it makes sense because he's trolling us. It has to be some way, shape, or form. The story has to center around him, even if it's not about him catching passes. It's about him sending cryptic tweets or something like that.
Do you see the irony of this quote and this story this week?
Yeah.
You just hit it. Last week, on BG Day, he put out the Instagram that we talked about last week. What just happened on Sunday? They just scored the most points they had the entire season, and he didn't get to play, right? And not, and he was hurt, right? That's what he's going to do, right? But he didn't participate in the game. And they had their best day of the year. And that this week is the week this story comes out about he's not happy and he's not feeling fulfilled. I'll use the word fulfilled. It seems to me, and it's I think it's quite clear now, he doesn't feel fulfilled unless he's a big part of the game. So I keep coming back to this. I don't know where this ends. But I don't see how he ever is happy here because the Eagles have too many good football players, Hugh, for him to put up the numbers that makes him happy. Like, it's just Devontae Smith is here. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is here. Jalen Hurts runs. Not as much this year, but he runs, right? Like, to me, this Dallas Goedert is here. They have a math problem that A.J. Brown is not going to be able to reconcile. There's not going to be a season here unless there are catastrophic injuries to everybody else where he gets 140 catches. It's just it's not going to happen here. So this goes one of two ways. He accepts it. I think I heard – it was Ike the other day brought up the point. Michael Irvin didn't put up Jerry Rice numbers. Michael Irvin didn't put up numbers like all, some of the other stars in the 90s. But Michael Irvin went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because Michael Irvin was on a dynasty, and we knew he was a great
and
player.
And he was a playmaker.
Right. AJ could be a Michael Irvin of this generation or whatever other guy you want to say didn't have the best numbers, but we knew he was a great player, goes to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
If he's comfortable with that, I want him here. He's a great player. But he doesn't seem comfortable with this.
I think he is, Joe, to a certain extent, because now I look at it differently. And I remember yesterday, or it was the day before, I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter, and they was like, he's trolling everybody, and I didn't understand. And I was like, help me understand how that makes it better for the team. Not worried about the team. It's about him and his clicks or his ego. And to a certain extent, a lot of guys are like that. But some guys, it's more for them than others. I remember when I started playing football, the one thing that I always – didn't want for me was for my identity to be tied directly to football, because when football's gone, what do you have? And this I'm gonna get a little serious for a minute, because I remember when I retired, a lot of friends of mine, their identity was so intertwined with football. When football was gone, they didn't know what to do, and they had suicidal thoughts. Like, it's one of those things. Like, you have to understand, as a football player, you've probably played football in your younger years, probably for 20 years, and you've been coddled to that whole time because you've been considered a special player, right? So now, as you meander through your professional years and it starts to wind down and the accolades aren't there and the people aren't cheering for you anymore, it becomes something that you've been so used to having that is not the same anymore. So now you're chasing that next high, if you will, since he used the drug reference.
Right.
You're chasing that next high. So when the game is gone and you don't have anything to fill that void, it becomes tough for a lot of guys. It really does, man. And a lot of guys, when they retire, they don't know what to do because they don't get that adrenaline rush on a Sunday anymore.
So to add the human element to this, and I do think with AJ there's a human element to this. It's a really good article. I would suggest everyone checks it out. It's not like just a quick or a, you know, quick quote and it's done. It's an in-depth piece on him. One of the parts in here, he talks about his relationship with his father, and his father wasn't someone that gave a lot of praise out.
Yeah.
So, like, clearly
it makes sense. That makes sense.
This is the way he feels fulfilled by for him. He's a wide receiver in the NFL. It's catching a lot of passes, dominating. So he doesn't feel fulfilled without that. So
yeah.
Again, we could put a square peg in a round hole and keep banging our heads.
I mean, we used to call it hear the crowd. You're like, you hear the roar of the crowd.
Yeah.
And when the roar of the crowd is going, a lot of cats don't know how to adjust to that. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I always just tell myself, I am not going to make football my sole identity. Football was a piece of my life that I enjoyed, but it was not who I was.
And getting to know you, I could tell that, right? Like, because you have other interests.
Yeah, I don't. Football is not my end-all to be-all, because I've been in places, Joe, and it's funny. When guys – I remember being out, and I'm not going to say any names, but I remember being out with certain guys, and if they weren't recognized by fans, they would get upset. And they would get upset if somebody didn't know who they were. And I just thought that was the craziest thing in the world, because I truly enjoy going somewhere and nobody knowing who I am or not being bothered. Not saying that you guys are bothering me, you know, the cats that I've already talked. But what I'm saying is, it's not, I'm not ego driven in that way. I don't have to have the adulation. I don't need that.
I just every time this is brought up, it comes back to, why are we talking about this? The Eagles are going to win a Super Bowl. Why would this even be entertained? The whole conversation is out there because everyone that is viewing this without you know, green colored glasses realizes he's never going to be happy here. Like, that's it. That's it. So if he's not happy, this has an expiration date, Hugh. I mean, this does, and I don't know when that is. And I, for the sake of this season, because we all want to go back to the Super Bowl, we want to get to Santa Clara. I hope it's not this year, but it has an expiration date for him and for the team. Because I'll be real, when I read his quotes, you know where he doesn't fit? He doesn't fit in with the rest of the Eagles. Does anyone else around here talk like that? Jalen Hurst talks about the opposite. Nick Sirianni is about contributions over credit. Nobody else on this football team talks like him, and I think thinks like him. It feels like a square peg round hole, and everyone has been okay with it because they win so much, and he is a great football player, so you want to keep him around. But to me, this is about he's not happy unless he's the focal point. And here, I don't know how – it's almost like a basketball thing. Like Steph Curry, when they brought Kevin Durant in, right? That only worked because Steph Curry was willing to let his ego down and let Kevin Durant take some of the shine, even though it was Steph Curry's team. But a lot of times in basketball, that doesn't work, right? Because this is like a basketball mentality. I need my points. I need my shots.
Not really, Joe. And this is where I'm going to push back a little bit, because I'll say this. Every football player has that mentality. They just manage it better than AJ does.
Right, but he's struggling to manage it.
Yeah, he's not struggling. That's what he's been since he's been here. Think about it like this, people. Everybody talk about when he was in Tennessee. Tennessee ain't Philadelphia. Like, let's be honest. The fan base here, when he got here, he talk about drugs. This was the best dopamine you could have for a person of that caliber. You know, think about it. The fact that he went from being the talk of the offense to being the second banana because of what Saquon did. And you know what's funny? Now that I think about it, there was a lot that transpired last year that probably led to this point, because when Saquon got here, you remember there was I remember hearing in the locker room, they had a picture up, and on the picture it had Saquon, and it was called the chosen one.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because of what Saquon brought to the table. That had to be a tough pill to swallow.
I think you're hitting what I'm thinking. So it hasn't been a Philadelphia thing. Jalen's been here the whole time. What's been the difference? In his first 2 years here, he had a huge year in 2022, right? Yeah. He was the number one receiver. What happened in 2023? That was our first year doing the show together. Remember he had that run of all those 125-yard games?
Yeah, he was that dude.
What has happened the last 2 years?
Saquon Barkley.
And then what's happened this year? Who has the most catches and receptions?
Devontae Smith.
I mean, he wants to be the lead dog on the offense.
And there's nothing – you know what? It's nothing wrong with that, but you have to be able to temper that.
I know, and my feeling is he can't, and that's why I think this has an expiration date at some point here soon. 215-592-9494. Can we quickly hear Mike Florio, latest on what he's feeling on the A.J. Brown front?
There was a report over the weekend that the Eagles are not expected to trade receiver A.J. Brown. That was the headline. When you look a little deeper, it sure looks like the Eagles are willing, if not eager, to get phone calls about A.J. Brown. And that was going into Sunday's game, a game in which Saquon Barkley erupted for his best game of the season, and A.J. Brown did not play. Think about the teams in the AFC, the high-level contenders that could have interest. And I've heard of several teams that are interested. This, to me, feels like an effort by the Eagles to shop A.J. Brown without shopping A.J. Brown, to wait for the phone to ring, to not be the one that picks up the phone, to see if someone makes you an offer that you can't refuse, to move on from A.J. Brown. Because something's been going on there. He's a source of issues, whether he's right or wrong, frustrations that he's admitted to. Could the Eagles engage in a little addition by subtraction by moving on from A.J. Brown and picking up some significant draft pick compensation by getting multiple AFC teams clamoring to try to get him, starting with New England Patriots, coached by the man who was his head coach in Tennessee? It's an interesting thing to watch as the trade deadline moves closer.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is, and we will continue to watch it. I think his read on it is probably more accurate than you want to believe. All right, 215-592-9494. We can react to all this. AJ's comments, your read on the situation. Jalen Hurts, MVP. I think Jalen Hurts is a smart bet to win the MVP of the NFL this year at 20-1 right now. And Cooper DeJean moving outside. I don't love the idea if that's where the Eagles are going. But let's get back to the phone lines. And Skip and Claymont, I had a feeling we'd hear from Skip today, as Hugh Douglas saying he's not going to put out Halloween candy. Skip!
Hey, guys. Hello, Hugh. How do you do? Woohoo!
What's up, Skip?
What's on your mind today, Skip?
Well, first of all, my head's spinning a little from that last cut that you played. I was having a hard time following it. That was a lot of mass. Kyle told me there would be no mass today, but I'm calling about Hugh just mentioned last night's Halloween party in our development. That one was for the kids. The adult party is Saturday night with adult treats for Halloween.
Oh, wow. So you're having a Halloween party, Hugh? Is Hugh going to be there, Skip?
No, I ain't going.
Come on now. I'm excited. Adult costumes, adult trick. I'm sorry, trunk or treat in the condo parking lot. I can't wait to see Hugh's trunk. Woohoo.
Oh, boy. Hugh, I didn't know you were having a Halloween party. Is it your condo, Hugh?
No, I'm not having a party.
Oh.
I'm not.
We were hoping
I'm not
you would come too, Joe. I thought maybe you could dress as Professor X from the Marvel comics.
Yes,
Kyle already from. Yeah. Kyle's coming. He's going to be Macaulay Culkin, or a skeleton, maybe. Kyle.
I don't remember agreeing to any of that. But.
Or Joe and Kyle could stand next to each other and be the number 11. A.J. Brown or Carson Wentz. You take your
pick. I'm trying to see you skinny, though.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'll do the Professor X thing. It's fine.
Kyle will be there. He's been staying with me since he had a falling out at home.
No, we're not talking about that. No.
Kyle, you stay. What?
Move on.
What? Wait a minute. What just happened?
He had a falling out at home with his father. He's been screaming. You know that. He's been on the show. But I know you was talking about dressing up as Annie from the musical and
Joe is daddy. Definitely was not dressing up as Annie. Definitely was not doing that. No, that was not going to happen. No,
I got a great idea. Joe could be Jeff Bezos from Amazon. And he'll handle everyone's packages.
Skip,
woo-hoo.
Family show, Skip.
That is weird.
Come on now.
Super.
Come on, weird. You. It'll be fun. Everybody's coming. Ralph and 212 is dressing as Dracula. Mr. and Mrs. Panic are being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Sam and Selma and 206 are dressing up as Barbie and Ken. And Crystal, the condo floozy, she's dressing as a candy striper. She's giving out blow pops. Hello.
No.
Also you, Cheryl, in Unit 15, she's dressing up as thick cut bacon, and we're gonna want to be there for that one. She's bringing her two big pumpkins. They're huge.
Oh, no,
I'm not a pumpkin guy.
Well,
I'm more of a ham.
Oh, guy. Okay.
Oh, you more like a big ham?
I like
me
a big
too.
Old ham.
You're, we have that in common. You're going to be your presence is demanded on Saturday. We'll start off with bobbing for apples. I'm not sure who's bringing their apples this year. How about you?
I am not coming to the Halloween party, Skip. This is not going to happen. Not coming.
I want to show you my bobbing technique. I've been practicing. Come on.
No, I'm good. I'm flattered, but I'm good.
We're going to have alcohol and beef jerky.
I have alcohol and beef jerky at home. I'm good. But I appreciate you, though. I really do.
Time to share. And somebody's got to keep an eye on Kyle, too. I don't want him falling down and peeing the bed again.
That's a good
my
idea.
House, anyway. So I got to be honest with you. I'll be disappointed if you don't come.
Oh, God.
Come on, man.
I have a great idea for you. You like those furries, right? How about you go? You dress up as a giant squirrel, and I can be your nuts.
And we're off the rails. We're off the rails completely here.
It's a trunk or treat in the parking lot, and then after the party at my house, and we'll have several guys from WIP who've already committed. Joe the Hammer is coming as Gorbachev, the Russian Hammer. Because he likes history, and all he has to do is slap a piece of red tape on his forehead. John Ritchie is dressing up as Frankenstein, either that or an Amish woman. And James as Mickey Mouse.
Well, you got the whole morning show coming. That's pretty big.
And the afternoon guys. Jack Fritz is coming as Ross from Friends. He's whining already. And Spike is dressing up as Brittany Mahomes. Did you ever see the resemblance?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
poor Brittany Mahomes. That's not great.
Elliot Shore Park says Daryl Morey.
That one fits. Yeah, that works.
Who's owns Ozempic? Daryl Morey owns
Ozempic. Reese. Ike is coming. Ike Reese is wearing nothing but his neck roll. Victory!
No. Yeah, that's not going to work. Sounds like fun, Skip. Where are you calling from right now?
Well, I'm actually in Hugh's house. Again, I had probable cause.
No, you didn't.
I am the vice chair of the Homeowners Association.
We gotta do something about that.
I smelled a skunk in your house. Turned out
no,
to
no
be
skunks
broccoli.
In my house. There's no skunk.
Oh, the broccoli, yeah.
Turned out that it's broccoli, and I'm in costume eating Hugh's candy corn.
What's your costume? What are you wearing?
It's my birthday suit.
No, that's just wrong. You're on the phone and you're in Hugh's house eating Halloween candy. What in the world?
That's not cool.
What in the world is happening over there, Skip?
Here I am. I got Maldi balls.
Oh God.
You're the one.
I don't even know what that is.
If you don't want to dress as a furry squirrel, you can get lucky as a leprechaun. because you're magically delicious.
No, this is a lot. This are really
you,
is.
Why are we still in?
Yeah,
we
got to.
Can we go?
I'll be your pot of gold.
All right, we got to go, Skip. That's getting too weird. We're out. We're out. That's enough. That's my fault again. Always one or two lines too long.
Yeah, that's too much. Skip.
All right, C.J. O'Conklin's comedy show at the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 8th with Eddie McGonigal and Tim Conniff. Get tickets, JoeConklin.com, JoeConklin.com. We'll get to the phone lines on the other side. A.J. Brown, what he had to say to The Athletic. Jalen Hurts, I think, a smart bet to win the MVP. Hugh Douglas doesn't. Plus, some audio from Tyrese Maxey and Vijay Edgecombe with the Inside the NBA crew. Some interesting stuff from those guys. We're live today. Klondike Cates in Newark, Delaware. Coming out. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Look. Let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report. No, that is not the right one. By now, you've heard about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. Softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your next tailgate. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle or two, I suggest two, of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.